Govindadat Raghava Pandit and Sri Govindanandana. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Purport. In the first group, Damodar's Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govindadat Raghava Pandit, and Govindanandana. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas Haridas Sriman Shubhananda and Sri Rama Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Sri Kanta and Balabhasen, joined as responsive singers in this group. Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Lukreshwara Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kalinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipura and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was the dancer and the rest of the men were the singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on both sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy name, tears fell from in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups chanting the holy name. Hari, Hari, raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Pratapurudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street, and for his humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Report. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same Supreme Person, but the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Although the king has refused an interview, he has indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Report. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king, because a king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very name king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activity are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. And I'll read just one more text. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but his internal potency, Leela Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Purport. It is stated in the Upanishads, Parashya Shakti Vivadaiva Shruyate Sabhavati Jnana Bhavakriya Cha. The Supreme Lord has multi-potencies, which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by his will. Svetashvatar Upanishad 6.8. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power in presenting himself simultaneously in each and every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that he was one, but some saw that he was many. The internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting himself as many in the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and was completely absorbed in ecstatic bliss. However, his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. This is the difference between the internal and external potency. In the material world, the external potency, or material energy, can act only after one endeavors at great length. But when the Supreme Lord desires, everything is performed automatically by the internal potency. By His will, things happen so nicely and perfectly that they appear to be carried out automatically. Sometimes the activities of the internal potency are exhibited in the material world. In fact, all of the activities of material nature are actually performed by the inconceivable energies of the Lord, but so-called scientists and students of material nature are unable to understand ultimately how things are happening. They evasively conclude that everything is being done by nature, but they do not know that behind nature is the potent Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti, Suyate Sacharacharam, Hetunani Nukontaya Jagat Viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O Son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Questions? Discussion? Yes, Satyarish? Pastimes of motor, because from the pastimes we can also understand that those individuals who were caring for the Lord during that 15-day period and were carrying them from the altar to the cart are from Sudra background or lineage, so not Brahmanas. He mentioned that, however, there are some Brahmanas amongst them, but for the most part. Yeah, it's not explained. It's not explained. That was because of his particular humility.
No, it's not because he was doing
for the Dhanatas at the same time. Not only allowed in the temple, but were directly caring for the Lord. Vision of the worshippers of. Want to add something for the Buddha? They what? They were the only?
Original.
Even today, pilgrims who are non-brahmanas, Tathrupa, pilgrims that are non-brahmanas get darshan of the deity. the three parts. This function is called Pandavijaya. At that time, King Pratapurudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the goddess of fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called godas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into 7 divisions. With 2 mridangas in each division, there were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. And Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagandhi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Text 1. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shiratna Dre Nanat Nanarataya Yenas Ji Yat Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pivishmita. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Shrota Gana Shuna Pari Ekamana Ratha Yatra Nitya Prabhu Rapramana Mohana. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear it with great attention. Aradina Mahaprabhu Hanasva Savadhana Rathe Uti Gana Sangi Kaila Pratasnana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Pandu Vijaya Dheki Bhari Kaila Gamana Jagannatha Yatra Kaila Chali Singhasana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijaya. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. Apani Pratapurudra Gana Patra Gana Mahaprabhura Gani Karaya Vijaya Darshana. King Pratapurudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandavijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Nitai Adi Sange Bhakta Gana Sukhe Mahaprabhu Deke Ishvara Gamana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. Balishta Daitya Gana Yena Mata Haiti Jagannatha Vijaya Karya kari hata hati. The very strongly built daichas, or the carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Report. The word daitya refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as daityas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, brahmanas, kshatriyas, or vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as daityas. Dayatas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these Dayatas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the Dayatas there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those Dayatas coming from the Brahmana families are called Dayatapatis, or leaders of the Dayatas. The Dayatapatis offer food such as sweetmeats to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period, after the Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and the Dayatapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabaras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. Because the deities were taken from the Shabaras, all these Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of Dayatas. Text 9. Kataka Dayata Kare Skanda Alambana Kataka Dayata Dhare Shri Padma Charana. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the Dayatas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. Kati tate badha dridha stola patta dhani dvi jike dayata kane udhaya taha dhani. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the Dayatas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Uchcha dridha tuli sada pati stana stane eka tuli haite tvaraya aratuli te ane. Strong, puffed up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the Dayatas. Prabhu Padhaghate Tulehaya Kanda Kande Tula Sabha Udiyaya Sabha Shabhaya Prachande. While the Dayatas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Vishvambara Jagannate ke chalaite phare apana ichchaya chale karite vihare. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. prabhu manima manima kare dvani nana vajya kola kare kichvi nashuni. When the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting manima manima, but he could not be heard. Purport. The word manima is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. Tabe pratapurudra kare apane sevana suvarna manjari vana kare pata samarajana. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Pratapurudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the Lord with a broom that had a golden handle. Chandana jalete kare pata nishechane tuchcha seva kare vasi raja singhasane. The king sprinkled the world with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Uttamahane raja kare tuchcha sevana Atayeva Jagannath Tera Kripara Bhajana. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Mahaprabhu Sukhapaina Se Seva Dhekite Mahaprabhu Kripahaina Se Seva Haite. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. A quote from the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 29th text. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pratapurudra was very eager to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19, 151. Brahmanda Bhamita Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of Bhakti Yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Prathara sajani dekhi loke chamatkara nava hemaya ratta sumera akara. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. the car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru, purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rathyatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo caption, "ISKCON Rathyatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance, just as the residents of Puri compared the Rathyatra car to Mount Sumeru. The residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. The decorations. The decorations included bright mirrors. I think all the mirrors on Davy Davis cars are all broken off. Bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On the top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of Rathyatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Report: the 15-day period of Anuvasara is also called Nibrita, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Tanhara Samiti Rana Bhakti Sukhadike Rate Chadi Bhariya Haina Vihara Karite. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Report: in this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Svakiya and Parakiya. The Lord's conjugal love in the Svakiya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwaraka. There, the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parakiya Ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Svakiya Ras, and he goes to Vrindavan where he enjoys the Parakiya Ras. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, therefore, reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakiya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Svakiya Ras. In the material world, Parakiya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is a most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The paratiya rasa of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The paratiya rasa in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, one can easily distinguish the value of gold by seeing the value of iron. One who has the proper realization can very easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. There are several things that have... The Rathiyatra pastime, it shouldn't be a surprise actually that because it is one of the featured activities in Lord Jagannath's, in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, that it has a very elevated and confidential significant meaning. Just as it's being described about King Pratapurudra and the unwillingness of Lord Chaitanya to have his association because of his position as a king, a worldly involved personality. But upon seeing Pratapurudra's service attitude towards Lord Jagannath, he gained Lord Chaitanya's favor. In a similar way, to understand the deeper meaning of the pastimes that Lord Chaitanya was performing, it can be understood in a very simple way, in a superficial way. But for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was great significance of this event. The deeper meaning was the source of his transcendental ecstasies while performing the pastimes of Rathiyatra. And here is describing some of them. As Lord Jagannath is, of course, Lord Jagannath is not here. That's a whole other transcendental event that is difficult to understand. But normally, the whole temple where Lord Jagannath is worshipped would participate in this Snaniyatra. Is anyone here that doesn't know what Snaniyatra is? Snaniyatra is a bathing ceremony where the deity is taken from the altar, Lord Jagannath is removed from the altar and placed, just like we have coming very soon on Janmashtami day, there'll be a bathing ceremony of Lord Krishna. So every year, 2 weeks preceding the Rathiyatra, the Jagannath deities are also bathed and then taken to a secluded place after that bathing, because it's understood that from that bathing, Lord Jagannath gets a cold. He catches a little fever and cold, starts getting sniffles. So he's removed. So that only the pujari who is making the offerings to Lord Jagannath is allowed to see the deity. So the whole congregation worshipping Lord Jagannath for that 2 week stretch of time isn't able to have Lord Jagannath's darshan. Now here it's described in this purport that Lord Jagannath retires to a secluded place with the goddess of fortune, his wife, which we can understand according to this purport, is the swakiya ras, or the conjugal pastime of the Lord with the goddess of fortune, his wife. But after some period of time, the Lord desires again this parakiya ras, or the conjugal love outside of that of his married wife or the goddess of fortune, or to again associate with the damsels of Vrindavan, what the Lord is desiring in this way. So then Lord Jagannath appears the morning of Rath Yatra, and as other classes discussing this topic have discussed or gone over already, at that time it is the significance of a Rath Yatra procession is the residents of Vrindavan drawing Lord Jagannath again to associate with them in Vrindavan. At least that is their mood. There's a description that I don't think we read that comes earlier in this Rath Yatra pastime, where there's a whole mock fight between the attendants of Lord Jagannath and those that are wanting to take Jagannath in his procession. Again, the contention of the worshippers or the lovers of Krishna in Dwaraka and those who are lovers of Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. So as this pastime is being described, you can try to keep in mind the deeper meaning of what Lord Chaitanya's ecstasies were, and also while performing Rath Yatra this coming Saturday. Sukshma sveta balopate pulindera sama dvijiketo prasabha yena vrindavana. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of a Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. Rate chadi jagannatha karila gamana dvipa parashve deki chale anandite mana. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. Goda sabarate ratatane kariya ananda kshane singha chale ratas kshane chale manda. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Kshane stira hane hana rahi tanile hat na chale ishvara ichchaya chale na chale karo bhale. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. Tade mahaprabhu sabha vana bhakta gana svahaste parayla sabhe maya chandana. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri Ara Bharati Brahmananda Shri Haste Chandana Pana Bhadila Ananda. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Advaita Acharya Ara Prabhu Nityananda Shri Haste Sparashe Dunhara Hayana Ananda. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased. Kirtaniya Gane Dila Malya Chandana Swarup Srivas Yahan Mukhya Dvijana. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan, the chief two performers were Swarup Damodara and Srivas Thakur. Chari Sampradaya Haina Chabisha Gayana Dvi Dvi Maradam Pika Haina Ashtav Jana. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party there were also two madanga players, making an additional 8 persons. Tabe Mahaprabhu Mane Vichara Karina Kariya Chari Sampradaya Vida Gayana Bhantiya. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Nityananda Advaita Haridas Vakreshwari Chari Jani Agya Diva Muritya Karibhari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodara were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govinda Nandana. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Report. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayana, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Govinda Nandana. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas Haridas Sriman Shubhananda and Sri Rama Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed, consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Sri Kanta and Balabha Singh, joined as responsive singers in this group. Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. 2 brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. The Kreshwara Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kalinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from